With a look at your sports on this Thursday morning, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan's Wyatt Baldoff. He's been named the GPAC Track and Field Athlete of the Week after he broke the school record in the steeplechase last week, which is now his fifth school record he's broken this season. Baldoff currently has the top time in the 3,000-meter steeplechase in the GPAC, and it's the fourth best in the NAIA. He finished third last week at the Bobcat Classic in San Marcos, Texas, which was full of Division I competition. He finished with a time of 9 minutes and 23.84 seconds. South Dakota State's Amaya Selland and Haley Timmer, they were named to the five-player Summit League Women's Basketball Academic All-League team yesterday. Selland holds a 3.98 undergraduate GPA. She already holds a degree in exercise science and is currently pursuing a second degree in community and public health. Selland is now a three-time Academic All-American as the 2023 Summit League Player of the Year. Led the Jackrabbits this year with 16 points per game. Also led them in rebounding, 6 rebounds per game, and 1.5 steals during her senior season. Meanwhile, for the sophomore, Timmer, she has a 4.0 GPA in mathematics. She was SDSU's second-leading scorer this season at 12 points per game to go along with 3.6 rebounds and 1.6 assists. Timmer earned a spot on the Summit League second team and was also named the MVP of the Summit League tournament. This is her first ever honor for the Academic All-League. To be eligible for the award, a basketball player must have a cumulative GPA of at least a 3.3, completed at least one full academic year at their current school, and participated in 50% of his or her team's competitions. Coming up later on today, Mitchell Track and Field, they have added an indoor track meet at Dakota Wesleyan. That starts later this morning here in Mitchell at 11 a.m. And for the second straight day, the Miami Marlins, they defeat the Minnesota Twins. Yesterday it was 5-2 behind 7 innings from their starter Jesus Luzardo. Luzardo limited the Twins to just one run while striking out 10. Also for the Marlins, it was Jorge Soler who had a solo home run in the first inning to put Miami up 1-0. Then he broke the game open with a 3-run home run in the eighth to put the Marlins up 5-1. New Twins pitcher Pablo Lopez, he pitched excellent again in his second straight start. Lopez, facing his former team in Miami, allowed just one run and 3 hits over 7 innings, also had 8 strikeouts. The Twins now at 4-2 on the season. They've got today off before they play their home opener versus the Houston Astros tomorrow afternoon. 3:10, the first pitch from Target Field. With a look at your sports this morning, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.